We have another one called Frances. Just realized they're both called Frances tonight. But what drew my attention to this writer was one Sunday, there are four of her hymns in the hymn book, when I always look down at the name, and I read Cecil Frances Alexander. And I thought, now why would a man called Cecil spell the Frances the girl's way? Because the boys spell it C-I-S. Then I discovered it was a girl, and she was born in Londonderry, and she was baptized Cecil Frances Humphreys. She was called Frances. Cecil was just a family name, always handed down. Now, she was born in Londonderry, and they went to the Irish Episcopal Church. She was baptized Humphreys, but she later on married the minister. But she became a Sunday school teacher, and then in her early 20s, she married the minister. They called him the rector in that church, the Reverend William Alexander. Now, she used to write verses for the children in the Sunday school, always from the New Testament. And sometimes the organist would find a tune that fitted the words. Although in the case of the next one, All Things Bright and Beautiful, that is the name of the tune because it was written for those words. It was written by a man called William Henry Monk, who wrote many hymn tunes. There's one other that you know very well. It's called Eventide, and that's the music for the hymn Abide With Me. Now, there was a little girl in the Sunday school who was very, very ill. And Frances used to go and sit by her bed and read to her. Often Frances was on her own, so she would perhaps stay the night, because by this time, the Reverend William Alexander was not only had been Bishop of Derry, he was now Primate of all Ireland. So Frances used to stay the night sometime to help the mother and father. Now, she used to read her verses out to Eva. There was All Things Bright and Beautiful. Once in Royal David's City stood a lowly cattle shed. Jesus calls us o'er the tumult. But for Eva, she wrote one especially. It has five verses, and the first verse, there is a green hill far away without a city wall where our dear Lord was crucified, who died to save us all. Now, the next Sunday, Frances read these verses out to the children in the Sunday school. And after she'd finished, one little boy said, you said there was a green hill without a city wall. Why would anyone build a city wall round a green hill? So Frances changed that line to outside a city wall. And that line remained for over 100 years. It's in our red hymn book, CH3. Then Mission Praise came along, and it was back to without a city wall. But those of you who know me, CH4, I'm so pleased, CH4 is back to outside a city wall. Now, Eva did recover, she fully recovered, and it was then that Mrs. Alexander gathered all her hymns together, and she had them published in a book entitled Hymns for Little Children, and every penny from the sale of that book went to a school in Londonderry for deaf and dumb children. So let's sing All Things Bright and Beautiful.